Joining me now is Steve Burr. Steve, I put the first question to you, the same as I put to the Hereford manager. A game of two halves.
Yes, I think that would be fair to say, Steve, really. I thought our first half performance was magnificent and some of our football was great to watch, and we thoroughly deserved to be going in at 2-0 up. I was absolutely amazed. I know we talk about blatant penalties, but there was three for me today. How we never got one of those, I'll never know. Again, maybe different rules inside the 18-yard box. That's what it looks like. But I thought our performance in the first half was excellent. We're obviously trying to get to a level where we can maintain that through a 90-minute period. But sometimes it's not always the case. And to be fair to Hereford, they went route one a bit second half and put it down our throats at the back. And we coped with most of it. We were disappointed to come out in the second half and concede within 5 minutes, and it was something that we spoke about at half time. But that was a bit disappointing. And then I think maybe a little bit of anxiety crept into our play. You know, when you haven't won for three games, you get that anxious to win the next one. And I think you could see a little bit of that today. But I thought, you know, if you'd have reversed those halves and we'd finished like we did in the first half, we'd have been talking about a great performance. And I'm just pleased that we've got the 3 points and we've got the win that we deserved, I felt, today. Maybe there'll be one or two experts telling us where we went wrong at half time and where we went wrong in the second half. But you know what they say, degree in hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
Indeed, well, can you throw the crystal ball a little bit further forward then to Luton on Saturday and advise us, because we know that's going to be difficult. They've put so much together, haven't they, down there in recent weeks, and they're on a good run.
Big club, and there'll be a few there. I thought the atmosphere here today was fantastic. Again, our supporters, and they helped us today in the second half with the noise that they created. They helped us get the win. But yes, we know how difficult it'll be at Luton. It always is a difficult place to go, but that's given us a big lift today, getting the win. And you can see the lads when they came off were, you know, delighted to get the win. And we'll have a look. Obviously, the game will come quickly for us, but we'll have a look at the squad and hopefully we can go down there and you know, get another win.
Just one talk about Danny Jackman's goal. Wonderful build. I mean, if you'd have been a striker, well, in your day, Steve, as a striker, you know, to put one away like that would be memorable, wouldn't it?
I think Danny Jackman shows a lot of composure, whether he's in defence from middle of the park or as he showed there to finish off. And I said to the boys, really, at half time, you know, if that goal has been shown on Match of the Day, then you'll drool over it. It was a fantastic move, one touch football, and then Jacko's just finish it off great. But like I say, I thought we should have had more goals. I mean, now young Joe's not scored today. I mean, he's on a little bit of a barren run at the minute for him, but it's not for the want of trying. And I've said, you know, you've got to hit the target. But if you keep, you know, if you keep getting yourself in there, and I think he had something like six or seven efforts on goal in the first half and second half. I said to him at half time, I said, you'll score. You know, if you have another seven efforts, you're bound to score. But he cramped up today really badly, which is obviously something we've got to look at. But hopefully he'll be okay. I thought again today he was a threat. But I thought, as I say, first half in particular, I thought we did very, very well.